Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, good evening, everyone. You're listening now to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in Western Montana. You can join us in the chat room at onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth and his wonderful dog, Tigger. He's in the control room, I hope. He's been pretty busy, I guess, editing web pages again. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, and if you'd like to call in, Kenneth will answer your phone call and put you on air. Tonight I'm going to highlight and or repeat a few things that from previous shows as a reminder of the actual health of America. Not just health, but the entire fabric of our society today. But first, before I go on, in lieu of yet another shooting again, this time at a synagogue, I'd like to remind you of Galatians 6:7, where it says, "Do not be deceived, God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows." With the Israeli arms sales to Honduras, which is causing a massive crime down there, which people are escaping and flooding to the U.S. border, the Israeli sales of arms to Yemen, to the neo-Nazis in Ukraine, the arms sales to Myanmar, as well as the past arms sales to foment the Rwanda and Guatemala genocides, and then there's God over in Gaza. So in reality, karma's a bitch. Anyway, I don't have much to say on that tonight. I'm so sick and tired of this stuff here. It's all used for propaganda anyway. Anyway, so I'm also not going to cover any alleged pipe bombs either. You know, hell, you know, a dog is being shot every 93 minutes by our police state. And there's far more important things than CNN and treasonous Americans who are trying to be a victim somewhere. As you know by now, I stopped watching TV years ago, and I don't call TV entertainment when one sits there for hours watching shows like Steve Wilkos, Maury Povich, Jerry Springer, Dr. Phil, as well as the likes of those like Judge Judy. I guess I substituted here by a local scanning here of our local law enforcement here and the different channels that I can receive here in the Valley. But if you watch those, you can see the very fabric of our world in which we live in, with all the sex, lust, greed, violence, unplanned pregnancies that merit 800 babies being murdered daily through Planned Parenthood, or who is or who isn't the father or lover. Those are your neighbors, or perhaps you. I should, as a disclaimer, say that I locally hear complaints of another kind, perhaps a cow bawling for its calf, a distant train coming up the valley a few miles away, a mountain thunderstorm echoing through the hills, a few coyotes yapping on the bench out back up here in the wee morning hours. It just sounds so nice, you know. But even then, you know, I do hear a siren of an ambulance or from a higher patrol who, when some fool thinks that he can outrun a Motorola radio signal traveling at 186,000 miles per second, as they perhaps carrying drugs that are probably facilitated through the DHS entry program. But at least life's nice out here in the country. I feel sorry for those people who live in the cities. No, I don't. You got your cake, now eat it. You know, those shows always seem to be a way to make others think that, you know, that conduct, like, that is a way of life. I mean, I can just sit there seeing people compare, you know, what, like, say, Steve Wilkos. You imagine people sitting there saying, you know, hey, I'm not as bad as that couple. You know, I haven't diddled my daughter or something like that, you know. This is the morality of this country. And this is what's so important nowadays, as you see them removing prayer, Bibles, and such from schools. They're offering courses on the querying of God. You know, this is our country being torn apart, literally. And, of course, you can only expect the worst from it. But anyway, on to some news here. we know for years now the Zionist government of Israel has been doing all it can to stop any criticism, whether it's the BDS movement, online trolls being paid in, you know, in some way to interrupt a normal exchange of real information. Granny and I always put up with that on Twitter there, but these people jump in there right now, and they're so quick to label someone as anti-Semitic, you know, that because you brought up something. And I ran a tweet earlier today that where someone had tweeted that very issue about how Israel is arming the neo-Nazis over in Ukraine. But I substituted it, and I says, I always use the Israeli sources, that way they can't claim that I'm anti-Semitic. But then I usually put the little note on there, like, who would have thought Jews arming Nazis? But anyway. But we see, though, in our world right now, and Patty and I had a chance to watch this yesterday on Twitter there. It's a video on YouTube, but it's one of these guys that I called him a hippie, but he isn't. But he was a really liberal guy there. But the fact was is when you start banning people from their platforms, i.e. Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube and stuff, and they have no way to speak out, that they would tend to get all that anger and stuff pent up inside of them. Whereas if two people were just sit down and calmly discuss things in a kind of a democratic way to discuss what the issues are and perhaps persuade someone that, hey, you know, I think your views are wrong and here, this is why I'll show you why you're wrong. And that's where, the advent of communication is. And it doesn't matter whether it's a two-way internet or radio or TV. But I always laughed about like shows like Cops and stuff too. Here, you know, it's like the constant pounding about how bad blacks and Latinos were. And of course, you had the Tempest there, bad boys, bad boys. But this is to drill into you a certain portion of the society, though. Anyway, well, when you start banning stuff like that in social media, you again can expect that there's going to be violence. And of course, today with everyone, not everyone, but with so many people on SSRI, PTSD type drugs for depression, everything like that, you can see that there is something mentally wrong with this country. And I'll get into that more here about what their thesis is on this. But anyway, I thought I might draw your attention also to another article from the Israeli news. And this is a new poll that has been released which this week here that highlights the growing imbalance of the U.S. public opinion support of Israel and the stark demographic similarities between Israel's strongest supporters and the profile of the average Donald Trump voter. But anyway, the poll goes on to reveal the generally positive view of Israel, but one that has a constant decline and increasingly split along partisan lines. This article goes on to say here that comparisons between the poll here shows, and this is from YouGov, the poll itself, that posed identical questions that also collaborate the notion of a steady erosion in the number of Americans who are willing to express strong support for Israel. In 2015, some 47% of Americans described Israel as an ally. In 2017, that number was down to 41%. And in the most recent poll, that number has dropped down to 37%. And, of course, this is because a lot of people see that Israel gets away with murder. And even here, a couple days ago, I sent a link here on the Skype here about them saying that Nikki Haley for president in 2020. the absurdity of some news that you read. Just, I can't believe, I actually have to sit there and say, are people that dumb? But in lieu of this this shooting there, I'm sure you all remember the Texas shooting that killed 26 at the Southern Baptist Church. The way today's media is portraying things, you know, is that the absolute horror that a synagogue was attacked. And of course, however, the usual rifle, assault rifle, was the main issue. The NRA, banning of guns, and so on. Not to say the mental health, as I mentioned earlier, of those that actually did the shooting. The gun is always guilty. Tragedy at the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs is the deadliest attack on the house of worship in U.S. history. I'm sure they'll try to top this somehow. During this 11 a.m. worship, the Southern Baptist Church in rural Texas suffered not only America's latest mass shooting, but the deadliest church shooting in U.S. history. At least 26 worshipers ranging from the age of 5 to 72 have died from the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs, according to the Texas authorities. Another 20 worshipers were injured. YouTube videos of the church's weekly service indicate that the recent Sunday drew about 50 attendees. Among the victims, 23 died inside the rural church small sanctuary, two outside the church, and one at the hospital. The shooter was identified as a 26-year-old Devin Patrick Kelly of New Braunfels, about 35 miles away. I may have butchered that name there. I'm not from Texas. So I don't know. You try to pronounce some of these Montana towns. But anyway, this David Patrick Kelly, though, he was a former U.S. military. And, of course, this was the catch. Kelly had posted a photo of a semi-automatic rifle to Facebook with the caption, "She's a bad bitch." Now, Gab has been really tore into because of this latest shooter. They're always trying to tie things to social media, whether it's a bomber, where he posted, who his allegiance was to, what political party, all this stuff. But you can tell that they're going after social media. And, of course, this is because of the freely exchanging of information back and forth. And everyone knows that we have friends all over the world. We talk freely to Russia, to Germany, to even into Saudi Arabia, tweets out of Yemen, all over the world. We're able to communicate, get live video from what's actually happening on the ground. So it blows the narrative of those that are trying to control the narrative. And that's what this issue is about, is trying to shut down social media. Anyway, again, though, one thing that should be noted there is we never get a complete list. And there was that one video a while back there, and I forget which school shooting it was, but the little league that had formed in there was talking about the individual behind it, and they did not want to release his medical records in lieu of saying that he was on a certain type of drug because billions of dollars in drug sales would be at risk by naming the type of drug he was on. We're all lab rats. Anyway, an Israeli spokesman have their work cut out explaining how they have killed more than 1,000 Palestinians in Gaza, most of them civilians. Again, I'm back to that karma's a bitch. Compared with just three civilians killed in Israel by Hamas, it's rocket and mortar fire. But on television, radio, and in newspapers, the Israeli government spokesman, such as Mark Regev, appeared slicker and less aggressive than the predecessors, who were often visibly indifferent as to how many Palestinians that were killed. When you watch a young Palestinian boy who has been shot with some kind of a projectile, and as a boy lays there dying, and he is smoking out of his mouth with flames coming out of his mouth, you realize the barbarity. And remember, he is shot by a sniper from hundreds of yards away and with zero threat. You can't even throw a rock that far. But we're not supposed to know that. Anyway, there's a reason for this enhancement of the PR skills of the Israeli spokesman, going by what they say. The playbook they are using is a professional, well-researched, and confidentially study on how to influence the media and public opinion in America and Europe. Written by expert Republican pollster and political strategist Dr. Frank Luntz. The study was commissioned 5 years ago by a group called the Israeli Project, the Israel Project, with offices in the U.S. and Israel, for use by those who are on the front lines of the fighting of the media war for Israel. Every one of the 112 pages in this booklet is marked not for distribution to the or for publication, and it is easy to see why. The Luntz report, officially entitled The Israeli Project's 2009 Global Language Dictionary, was leaked almost immediately to Newsweek Online, but the true importance has seldom ever been appreciated. It should be required reading for everybody, especially journalists, enlisted in any aspect of Israel's policy because of its do's and don'ts for Israeli spokesmen. That's why I feel no sorrow for a lot of things. And I've used this illustration before, if your drunk friend wants you to take him down to the store because he can't drive and you have a car, and he wants to pick up another bottle of booze, and you say, oh, okay, fine, like that. And so you're sitting outside waiting for him, and all of a sudden you hear a couple gunshots, and he comes running out with a wad of cash in his hand and a bottle of booze and a gun and says, go, go, go. You're aiding and abetting. And that's one thing I won't do. That's why I get so upset when someone says that the U.S. military is doing things in our name. I don't think bombing people that live in mud huts and tents is in my name, that are thousands of miles away and do not pose any threat to this country whatsoever. Although I do fully endorse them down there on the southern border right now. But one really has to understand what's going on when you look at arms sales across this world. And I'm going to be getting into that here. But this is the problem, is when you create crime, like NATO's recent move to Colombia, the biggest drug cartel in the world down there, what's going on covertly? Of course, Colombia is right next to Venezuela. You can imagine what's going on there. Anyone remembers John Perkins and the economic hitman would tell you something's in the nefarious means of going on. Anyway. As I've mentioned, I have the ability myself to listen to five area counties on my two-way system, and it affords me the opportunity to see locally here in Montana the continued decline of people, and as long as there's, you know, as well as all their statuses is in all areas of life, as well as death, too. And you hear that, whether it's a fight between homosexuals or some gay lovers or whatever like that, shootings with tribal members, whites shooting everyone. Barroom fights. We're in a depressed economy, and it's just getting worse. And so naturally, as more and more people sit at home, unemployed, not able to do anything, no money to go anywhere, and they have to look at that ugly piece of trash that they find out they finally married 24/7, of course angers flare. I do remember a great meme, though, I did see once about depression, and it showed a beautiful forest with a family. Walking hand in hand through the forest, and it says how to combat depression. It says get out in the woods, enjoy life. And that's what's missing. People are stuck behind their damn cell phone screens, their damn video games, not playing with their dog like they should. Hi. But this is what's going wrong with our country here. I do spend a lot of time on the computer and stuff, but my dogs aren't lacking any. You can ask them. I'm sure they'll bark and say something. But this government, no matter which party, hasn't done a single thing for we Americans. However, ISIS has been able to get its hands on 2,300 Humvees, all those U.S. trucks, tanks, artillery guns, thousands of Toyota trucks and man pads using, and also being paid $150 a month. And now these savages are being brought from 96 countries into this proxy war on Syria, and it's no let up. They're just not going to let go of Syria. More news about that too. But the media in this country is constantly fixed on how evil other societies are or other countries are. Yes, like when they highlight the conditions in North Korea and millions in poverty, those interned in prisons, tortured in other areas like Venezuela, where they point fingers about how great socialism is, you know. They omit the fact that the 500,000 children died in Iraq were killed by the United States by sanctions. And this is what's going on. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-3900. 9443. The phone lines are open.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in beautiful western Montana. I acknowledge Patty and Daniel there in BC. I want to get to one little bitty portion here, then I'll get to Patty here on the phone call. You know, with the amount of attempted or completed suicides that I personally hear here on the radio here in Montana, and Montana is one of the largest or highest suicide rates, I don't know why. God, we got all the scenery and everything like that. But anyway, a guy has to ask why there's so many of them. And so now to combat this, they're talking about putting lithium in the water supplies of our cities now, or your cities. Anyway, to save lives. And this is to help with the suicidal rate. Remember, it can't be anything that the government's doing wrong. It's got to be something that's wrong with the people. You know, the millions of unemployed, the millions of starving, the millions of homeless, the tent cities across this country, the corruption in government. It can't be none of that. It's you. Patty, good evening. Gray, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Keith. How are you?
I'm not too shabby for a white guy in res, as I usually say.
Are you feeling better?
No, actually, these painkillers haven't kicked in yet, but I'm hoping.
Well, I was hoping the pain pill had kicked in good. I wanted to talk about this blatant attack on freedom of speech that we
yeah.
are.
Yeah, we talked about that last night. Go ahead. I asked you to call in about it because I know how vehemently you get upset about that.
Oh, I was fuming last night. I was on Gab, and the site just went down. I was talking to Dr. Omar Zaid. We were having a little conversation, and then boom, everything just went blank.
And, yeah, I finally got on Gab again, and then that happened to me the first night. I said, well, this is going to be great.
Yeah, I thought Keith just got on good, and then bam. But they're back up now.
Yeah.
But, of course, we know Silicon Valley, they're left-wing, and they are Zionists, the CEOs of Facebook, Mark, I know I ain't going to call him what I usually do, Mark Zuckerberg, also known as Jacob Greenberg is his real name, a mm-hmm. Zionist Jew, Jack, Zionist Jew, Google, I can't remember that guy's CEO, I think they changed CEOs, didn't they? Anyway, he's a Zionist Jew, so I mean, we see where this is coming from. But see, what I didn't know is behind the scenes, working the back channels, is this company called, can't remember the name.
That comes with old age.
Deplatform something. They're right on Twitter. And I discovered them. And these rascals have been strong-arming, well, actually, ever since Gab went online, they've been trying to destroy it.
Right.
They've been after Andrew trying to kill it. And so with this shooting stuff now Gab is getting blamed. Even though Bowers posted the same stuff on Twitter and Facebook that he posted on Gab.
That's right.
And matter of fact, 4 minutes before the shooting, he made his last post on Gab. And it said, "I'm going in." Now, how would you construe that as someone fixing to commit a murder or shooting? And as soon as it was brought to their attention, Gab immediately took it down. As soon as they got a backup copy that they could send to the police and to the FBI,
right,
they're fully cooperating. I don't think Twitter bothered to do that. Neither did Facebook.
Well,
they're blaming Gab.
As I've mentioned, Patty, and we know this for a fact, if anyone isn't paying attention, they are using this the social construct there to systematically destroy our internet and our free speech. And so in doing so, and we have to remember this, under congressional testimony from the deputy CI director, after years of secretly monitoring the public, we were astounded that so many people were willingly to publicize where they live, their religious and political views, a list of all their friends and relationship, personal email addresses, phone numbers, hundreds of photos of themselves, and even status updates about how they took a crap and they took a, I mean, they have instant access to this, and you hear that at these fusion centers where they're monitoring everyone. They know what's going on, and you'll even hear that where they say that the police saw that when a party posted said they have active monitoring on the social media platform. So if something happens, just like ISIS or terrorism, they allow it to happen to use it for an agenda.
Right. And like I said, that deplatform, I can't think of what the rest of it is. But anyway, they are a company that is working from the back channels. They are illegally colluding with Silicon Valley to knock anybody off the internet, to take them down if they don't like what they say.
Yeah.
So, I'm aware. This is just an outright attack on the First Amendment. And the shooting, which I've seen no dead bodies, I saw no blood, I've seen nothing to indicate a real shooting even happened.
Yeah, and that's what I mentioned. Yeah.
Right. And we know that back in January, they had a drill at that synagogue, a mass shooter drill. And then less than 300 miles away, one of the biggest mass shooting drills is going on at the same time. And that's how I recognize these false flags, because there's always a drill going on that coincides with it.
Yeah, well, hang on a second, Patty. Patty, hang on. I got a break coming up here, okay? And Daniel, hang on. I know you're up there in B.C., but hang on, okay? But we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in beautiful Western Montana. We're currently talking with Patty down there in Missouri on the phone here. And we're discussing free speech and the limiting of therefore. So anyway, continue, Patty.
Okay, I found it. It's Deplatform Hate. Now, and this is the company that I was talking about working the back channel, and they are intimidating and strong-arming these smaller companies that are providing
web server funding. Hosts and all this.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And that's how they took down Alex Jones. Same people. This defund hate. They were behind that. Now, I didn't agree with everything Alex said.
I didn't particularly
like him. But whatever he wanted to say, he had the right to say it.
William Cooper said the same thing. You know, he believed in free speech. And, of course, remember, he was one of the first to get deplatformed.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I remember, okay. Bill.
Yeah. Anyway, we got to speed up because I got two other callers here. So you want to sum up what you want to sum up anything else you want to say here?
Yeah, I just want to say this. The synagogue shooting was for more gun control. That's the first thing that came out of the mouth of the news people. Do you think we need more gun control? Okay. And then, you know, it's so obvious. The deep state would be that damn desperate to pull this stuff off. And
did you see that video of the CNN outside the CNN headquarters where they're doing all the interview on cell phones and stuff? I just thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, I saw that. I thought, what a crock. What a crock.
Yeah. All right, Patty.
It's like
I'll catch
CIA,
you
criminals in action. All right. I'll let you go so other people can talk.
Yeah,
catch
my
later.
Love. And thanks for all the work you're doing, okay?
All right.
Daniel in BC. Good evening, Daniel. Hope you're having a good night up there in the Canadian area. Over.
Oh, hi, Keith. I just wanted to get an update. There's been a new revision in the death toll at the synagogue. It's up to 6 million now. So I just thought I'd let your listeners know. You know,
as my joke about I met this nice Jewish gal and I asked her for her number and she rolled up her sleeve.
Oh, no. Okay. You know what's funny? Rahm Emanuel once said, you never let a good crisis
go to waste. Yep.
And I can guarantee in the next week and 2 weeks, there's going to be some stuff rolled out that they didn't get with Sandy Hook. They didn't get with Boston bombing. With any of these false, none of them.
Yep.
But they're gonna get your guns and they're gonna get your speech and that's it.
I was gonna say like Las Vegas. Remember, even on the autopsies, they wouldn't even put the names on the so-called alleged bodies there. We have no evidence whatsoever anything ever takes place. We're just supposed to. We're becoming ear witnesses, not eyewitnesses.
Yeah, well, like Patty just said, I mean, until you see the bodies, and of course, in Jewish tradition, you're buried before the next sundown. So yeah. They're already deep in the ground if they even existed. And it's funny how a bris usually has at it, but the youngest person to be shot was 54.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if this guy supposedly walked into a bris, you know, he didn't kill the baby, he didn't kill the parents. That's a little curious. And, I studied Sandy Hook until 4 a.m. Probably every night for about a year. Nearly cost me my marriage because, you know, it starts to take its toll. And I never found any evidence of anyone dying at all. And, I found a really high number of the chosen ones involved in Sandy Hook as well, which is a little curious considering they only make up 2% of the population. So,
well, okay, I'm going to have to cut you loose here, but I'll give you a quote here real fast. Zionism was willing to sacrifice the whole of European Jewry for a Zionist state. Everything was done to create a state for Israel that was only possible through a world war. Wall Street and Jewish large bankers aided in the war effort on both sides. Zionists are also to blame for provoking the growing hatred of Jews in 1988. This is from Joseph Berg, the Toronto Star, March 31st, 1988.
Yeah,
so,
and Parkland shooting, a few Jews were on the list there too, because they're not afraid. Whether that was that happened at all, who knows?
Yeah.
But this is going to lead to I was on Gab, so 500,000 Gab users have to suffer because of this one incident. And I'll leave you with that, Keith. Good
all right.
show so
my
far.
My best to you. Okay, yeah, you have a good evening.
Thank
okay,
you.
Mike in Kentucky. Good evening, Mike. Hope you're having a good evening.
Hey, good evening. There's a whole raft of InfoWars Prison Planet and stuff back up on Facebook. I just saw it the other day. Somebody hit me an invite, so I don't know.
There's been some pending lawsuits on that, Mike.
So there's undeplatforming going on, but I'm sure he doesn't have, they didn't restore all his subscribers and stuff. But, you know, whatever. I mean, he's... He is what he is. I ran across something I had saved in my computer the other day from 2004. And over the course of 14 years, his delivery and demeanor and presentation has just completely went sideways as far as I'm concerned. I mean,
yeah, it's like CNN changing the facial aspects of someone who's Latin to make them look more white, you know, to be a white supremacist. You know, one of the interesting quotes I've seen here recently was, you know, and how they continue to ramp up the racism in this country here. Megyn Kelly says not so long ago that it was okay to wear black faces. She was fired. Sarah Silverman, though, not so long ago, actually wore a black face and gets a lucrative career.
Yeah, one of them cable comedians showed Donald Trump, compared him to an orangutan, I think more than once, and he didn't get deplatformed for all that, but some vague reference to the Planet of the Apes, which I didn't know. Roseanne gets deplatformed, whatever her name is. I don't like Roseanne Barr that well, but
yeah.
Anyway, she made reference to the Planet of the Apes, which I did not know was written by a Jewish author. It was a parody for anti-Semitism. But, I mean, you look at all of the characters. I mean, Roddy McDowell, I think, played a different race. They had different races of
That's right. And that's the same thing as the Jungle Book. And not Jungle Book. What's that... that other one, oh, crap, what is it? It's that other kid's show there, filmed down in Africa with all the baboons and stuff. Like, this was tribal
Madagascar
stuff.
Madagascar. I don't know. There's all kinds of... And there's blackface. What are they, meerkats or something that's in that one Madagascar movie? They're running around with, like, native bones in their hair and stuff. I mean, where's the outrage over that? You know, if you... there's all these Warner Brother cartoons that are banned now, the Looney Tunes stuff, like the one Bugs Bunny thing where he's got a bone, he's going after an Australian with a bone in his nose, and they have a fight. And
Donald Duck with Hitler.
Well, yeah, but Bugs Bunny doesn't even know what he's saying because this guy comes, a spear chucker comes at him and says, unga bunga binga, and he gets all sarcastic and says, well, unga bunga binga bunga binga, and the spear chucker gets all mad. You know, he's got a bone in his, you know, that gets banned.
Yeah,
but yeah, here comes Disney and those cliche, you know, blackface African animals, you know, that are imitating the... you know, tribal, you know, whatever, the Congo or Madagascar or something, you know. But anyway, that's not what I really caught about. You were talking about all this Fusion Center stuff, and they made us a massive study group with cell phones and phones audio when we don't think about it. You know, that's, I saw a movie called, and it was written, it was a parody of a book of short stories called Bad Jews and Other Stories, and it was called King of the Corner, and it was about a Jewish guy who was in advertising, and he comes up with this business model to gradually introduce somebody into a home and have them live in and observe how products are used until they get used to somebody living there. Well, that's what we've done with these phones, and a lot of people don't realize that they're listening, and they've been listening probably for 20-some years, going back at least to the mid-1990s, and my contention is that includes, you know, cordless phones as well as cell phones, and as I've tried to talk about this here locally, I've had people come forward and say, yeah, when I was in the military, we could go up to a building and clip into the lines and dial a certain number, and we could hear the phone audio in that building of phones on the hook. And this was built into the system for who knows how long, and with voice print recognition, content recognition, and things like that, they could profile your entertainment choices even when you think the devices are off. Nowadays, in the last several years, your television puts out sub-audible tones that your cell phone
can hear.
Tailor-made advertisements to you. And you just think your cell phone's sitting over there in the corner of the room. You go on it and surf or whatever, and it's connected through apps to Facebook and whatever.
Yeah.
You get profiled that way.
Yeah, sectones. I worked in broadcasting. That's how the satellite sends a signal to the local radio station to drop off satellite to go to its local carts to play its local commercials, and then they go back on the satellite again.
But then the the tones themselves profile you because they know, like if your laptop or your Echo Dot or whatever your home speaker is listening all the time too.
Right.
But now this, you know, this is known now, but I'm talking about this goes back to socially engineering profiling and do fad, fomenting of fads and engineer people. And I believe profile people for patsies. You could profile this guy that shot up the synagogue and manipulate his life, you know, until he is, you know, goes off the ranch, as they
sure.
say.
And so, there could that. Yeah, Mike, it could also be where they've been saying this, whether it's 5G or what, how you can target people to and use that in manipulation with certain medications, which are RNA or DNA specific in their targeting.
Well, you're familiar with subcarriers?
Yeah.
There's a patent. You can look it up on Google Patent where they can do subliminal sub-audio.
Yeah, Hendrick Hughes, I think his last name is, from Hulu. Got caught using that frame stuff where every so many frames during a movie like that, they would insert one of those, like, you know, let's all go to the lobby type Coke commercials. And there's,
subliminal.
As you, yeah, and it was, there's a patent on Google. Actually, there's two patents on there about the mind control through televisions and monitors.
Yeah, it's on Google Patents. I mean, but they use like a, some kind of a tinnitus like tone, and you can, while people are asleep or whatever, and most people, I think, walk around in a state where they're not really fully awake or fully asleep because of their serotonin levels being so reduced from all the antibiotics that we're exposed to. Your gut produces a bunch of serotonin, and that's
right.
what makes you awake and alert when you hit natural light. And then your melatonin is reduced from all the flickering blue light displays and things like that. Staring at phones after about 7 to 9 o'clock at night, you reduce your melatonin levels by up to 30%. I would encourage anybody to take a handful of walnuts before bedtime several times a week. You'll have vivid dreams. You'll sleep better. You know, I think it's probably better than taking melatonin itself. But, you know, the whole thing is to get better sleep, improve your gut health, drastically reduce the sugar in your diet because that causes your gut bacteria to go out of whack. Take probiotics, and when you start levitating objects, that's when you know to quit taking
there
probiotic.
All right, Mike, I'm going to cut you loose. I got another
thanks,
caller here. There.
See you later.
But anyway, thanks for calling in there, okay? Anyway, Art off the grid. Good evening, Art. Good to hear you in there again. Where's Kenneth? Art.
He said beer chucker. I like to fell out my chair when he said that. Oh, damn it, man. Oh, I'm having more fun than the human being should be allowed to have.
Ralph said something earlier there, too, there, and he says, you don't even know what to call anyone nowadays because it might offend someone, you know?
I know it. There used to be a time when you could call somebody dude. I called somebody dude one day, and he looked at me and said, don't you dare call me dude. What the hell want me to call you, dudette?
Yeah, up here in Montana, we say, what's up, stud? And it's like, stud.
What's up, stud? Hey, be careful, man. He might turn around and look at you and say, I'm not stud, I'm a mare. Montana, where the boys are, where the men are men and the sheep run scared. Seriously. Oh, Lord, have mercy. We're about to lose our mind up in here, man. I mean, come on, think about this, man. In the past couple months, we went from the Kavanaugh, that was a fiasco right there. That was literally was taking an entire congressional hearing thingy and turning it into a mock trial. This is turning our system on its head. But we went from that whole travesty right there, the Kavanaugh travesty, to the, we can't get them. We can't get the people to buy into this. So let's, George Soros, we need your billions and billions and billions of dollars and, three of the four organizations here to, we need your, the funding for these, three of the four organizations funding this are George Soros funded through the Open Society Institute, or Open Source Institute. But when people weren't buying into the whole, you know, it's this organic movement, more like orgasmic movement.
Yeah.
When people didn't buy into that, well, you know what? By God, let's up the stakes and let's go victim. Let's go full-on victim here. And, oh, my God, we're being bombed. Oops, sorry, but the bombs aren't real. So nobody's buying that. So now we have to have another mass shooting. Only this time we went from attacking, we're trying to demonize the Republicans. And here's how this played out. First, try to demonize the Republicans as a bunch of sex-craved, depraved, you know, what do they call them, reprobates?
Yeah.
Now they hate, you know, the right wing hates immigrants. Well, that didn't, you know, so now we got to move to we're victims of possible failed bombings to now right. The full on, oh my God, it's the poor Zionists are being shot up while they're in Syria.
That's it.
This is
right,
one Hail Mary after another, after another,
all
after
right,
another.
All right, my break's going to appear, but I'm getting low on my time here, so I have to cut you loose here. But, hey, thanks for calling in, okay?
Hi.
All right, my best to you. We'll be right back.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in beautiful Western Montana. It's currently 49.2 degrees. You know, as I said earlier, I wanted to revisit some health issues here. And where can,
you know, we are programmed to continue to live in fear of the so-called threat to our national security. That itself is actually translated to corporations and their profits, not us, the actual people. We daily, and I mean daily, we either receive emails, snail mail, TV ads, lawyers' ads, all highlighting the constant need to buy protection of some kind of security, whether it's antivirus protection, credit protection, home security systems like ADT, as well as the elderly for, Mom, I sent you a pendant in case you fall. Just press a button. But anyway, all these and more are also like guns too. These services or sales are not offered to protect you from Russia, China, Iran, Korea, or any other country, but protection from fellow Americans. As I highlighted those shows earlier today, or earlier this evening, the fact that all the massive crumbling of our society, the fabric of our society, as well as the government with all of its medical systems and their drugs to combat depression, disease, all with the same government's FDA approval. It's on all of them. Whenever I do watch TV, as I've mentioned, I see the countless TV ads of bad drugs, lawyers representing those of medical devices, like stents for the hearts, joint replacement, as well as those mandated health insurance that most can't even afford, as well as those same companies who won't cover many procedures as they're being pre-existing in their nature. I did some research here on how much it costs for heart surgery. You'd be surprised. Heart surgery can start from anywhere from $30,000 to $200,000. This is where you're supposed to go out and hawk your home. Then you're inundated with commercials about $8,000 for an average funeral, and don't leave your debt to your loved ones. But this is the constant fear, and this isn't, again, like I say, it's not China doing it, it's not Russia. You know, our problems with China in this country is that U.S. Congress has allowed those corporations to offshore all their workers for slave labor, killing millions of American jobs, putting kiosk to replace those things, and of course, robot surgery is of no benefit because if people aren't working, they're not going to have anyone buying their product in the first place. Then on top of that, you have the fear of your neighbor, not some other country. You spend hundreds of thousands buying home security systems like DVRs for storage, night vision cameras, installing your apps onto the phone with motion sensors so that you get a ding on your cell phone that shows that these, you know, that someone has moved in your property, nanny cams to protect you from babysitters. Everything your lives has is a corporate pitch to it to sell us something. Talking earlier there, the fact of when I used to do a security system and satellite there, I always wondered, why are all the phone systems on the outside of the building? Because on an alarm system, they're hooked to the phone line. So when an alarm goes off, it automatically dials 911 to the sheriff's office and repeats some kind of code or to a dispatch center. All you got to do is clip the main line on the phone line going into a building, and it can't call out. Anyway. Then we have all those prepper ads, gun training, where your home and defense isn't to stop some other country from an invasion, but the madness of those who, when the SHTF will hit the fan here, they'll be at your home to take what you have. And, of course, that's because they didn't prepare for anything. They weren't aware of it. They weren't alert what's going on. Perhaps they were too busy out partying, having sex, buying other dumb material things that will be of zero use to practical value. Either that or when that time comes. Just like when you see these hurricanes and you see a store being looted. Instead of people looting food, they're taking big flat-screen TVs. Of what benefit is that when your power's out for months? People are stupid. But anyway. Then I like the other commercials targeting baby boomers with the hcRNA tests that can cover between $13 to $100 per test. This is all for that hepatitis C. Always targeting fear, 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 you know. Saying that you may have had it for decades and not even known it. Years ago in Vegas, I remember that all restaurant workers had to annually be tested for TB, which fast food workers and joints today, I don't see any of these guys going through health tests. And these are the ones that are requiring or that are actually serving your food today. And then you have to think of it. In earlier days, and most of the disease in this country was eradicated. Now they're letting in all the illegal immigrants, others that don't even pass anything, or like that gal that just had her 27th abortion. You have to realize to have 27 abortions what her sexual life was, how many people she slept with. people have lost their morals. Now with immigration, as I mentioned, there the fact that when these people are coming into the border, they're not being screened for anything. And these are from third world countries, the same ones that you see on the ads on TV about how they're trying to immunize someone or they got Ebola somewhere, and they're not checking for nothing. Of course, this is great for the medical system.